The Democrat-controlled Senate Finance Committee is expected to ignore several key parts of the budget fix approved by Republicans in the state assembly last week. For one thing, the committee is likely to endorse Governor Doyle's plan to put a tax on hospitals that would actually trigger more federal funds to Wisconsin. Doyle would pass some of the federal increase along to hospitals that serve a lot of Medicaid patients and use some of the cash to help patch the big hole in the state budget. Several health care firms testified in favor of the tax at the Senate hearing. Rachel Roller is with Aurora Healthcare. She says right now, low reimbursement for serving Medicaid patients forces hospitals to shift more costs to insured clients like businesses.
Shift happens, but it doesn't have to remain that way. The hospital assessment is proposed by Governor Doyle will allow the state to leverage an additional $400 million and federal funding to provide much-needed increased Medicaid payments to hospitals, alleviating the burden on businesses and commercial payers.
But Republicans on the Finance Committee remain skeptical. Senator Luther Olson of Ripon asked the hospital groups if they're worried the state may eventually skim off more of the federal reimbursement.
Are you concerned at all that this is a slippery slope and what looks like a great deal today in a few years might not be such a great thing?
The hospitals say there are safeguards in the Doyle budget plan and that the health care system in Wisconsin needs a shot of federal dollars as soon as possible. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.